Hey, howdy, everybody. This is Gonzo. You're listening to Is It Cran or Crayon on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's the same people in the studio.
But we're in different seats.
We're in different seats now. We've changed. Thank you all for joining. Thank you for being here, Tess. Wonderful to have you here. We were yapping some poetry. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
In your poetry class, what has been the poem that you have been the most proud of?
Ooh, that's a toughie.
How many do you write?
Well, every week we submit two poems for a workshop, and we all go around and mm-hmm. we critique our poems. But then we always start with a little writing exercise.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I feel like when we do workshop, I always have one poem that I'm like really, really happy with. And then the other one, I'm like, ooh, we'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
Like coming up on this week, I have a poem that like I'm really excited about. And then the other one, I'm like, I guess.
Yeah.
That's kind of my vibe.
That's how I felt with my last ones. I like to push the envelope with my poetry mm-hmm. for sure. And I took this class to just have a throwaway class because it's like a fun poetry workshop. Mm-hmm. I'm spending like 2 to 3 hours writing these poems.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's for fantastic. Me, it's like...
It's laborious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I'll sit down and be like, oh man, like I have a poem to do. I have to sit and write it. And then like nothing, no words are in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I'll just be like walking down the street and then like a poem will come into my head and I have to like run home, like write it down really fast.
Quick, go.
Sounds insane, but like that's what happens.
Maybe we'll end this session with a little poem.
Would you be willing?
Ooh.
Yeah. I would be willing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would love that. To start the session, as I mentioned, I was at a concert yesterday, and this was a song that I really enjoyed. This is I Wanted Summer With You by Couch.
Sunday evening with your mom's guitar, you pull me closer. You don't even have to try to win me over, just pull me closer.
Tell me you want it.
I want it so.
already, folks, that was Summer With You by Couch. We've been having a lot of chats behind the scenes. We were most recently talking about Claro, because I went and saw these folks at Roadrunner last night. Mm-hmm. You saw Claro at Roadrunner.
I did.
You both did.
I did not.
You did not?
I was saying, again, we were just talking about this last time.
That you.
I wanted to, but then I was literally looking at tickets day of, but mm-hmm. I couldn't find anyone else who was free, and I should have just gone alone. I feel like I need to get into going to concerts alone. I feel like I'd really mm-hmm. love that.
Especially that crowd, they'll take you in for sure.
Exactly. And yeah. I'm a really big sort of medium Alice Phoebe Lou fan.
Yeah, she was great. She was
she's so good. Whimsical.
Totally.
Yeah. But yeah, I played her new song Last Hour and was saying that all my friends who went on other nights were saying I need to listen to her stuff more, and I was like, yes. Yeah. Yes you do. She's amazing.
Yeah. Not to be the worst ever, but she was she was
actually a great way to start this.
World's better live, I think.
Really?
I've never listened to her before, and she opened for Claro, and then I was so excited to listen to all the songs I'd heard, and they fall flat for me when they're recorded. I think she has an amazing voice, and she doesn't wail enough on her recorded versions, which makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But anyways, I was just saying that I'm a big Claro fan, and I wasn't a huge fan of Charm. I don't know. At first, it didn't stick, but that either I was having a weird moment when I listened to the album, or I really needed to see it live, because I feel like upon seeing her perform live, it all clicked for me. It's one of the most cohesive albums I've listened to of late, I think, in a really cool way. And now I'm just going top to bottom over and over again since I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite track right now?
Right now, it's Glory of the Snow.
I like that one.
Shall we?
Yeah. Let's do it.
We should. Yeah.
And that's one I overlooked.
I'm typing Glory of the Snow at the queue. This is Glory of the Snow. Anything to say about this song? Why it speaks to you so profoundly after going to see it live?
This is just a cutie little song, and I feel bad for overlooking it, and I don't know. I just put this in your headphones and take yourself on a little walk, I'd say.
Yeah, all right. Put this in your headphones, go on a little walk. This is Glory of the Snow by Claro.
Does the windows distant flickering screen of scenery. I swear that's bringing it all back again. Great adventures, faces in condensation. I'm going outside to take it all in. You say too late to start, got your heart in a handle. I don't believe any of it. You say too late. Something out of step. Throw a stranger an unexpected smile. With big intention, still posted at your station. Always on about the day it should have flown.
Talk to us about that song.
This was... Hi, guys.
Hi.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're back.
This was a song I really stumbled upon as I was starting to listen to more Imogen Heap, and I was like, oh my God, I think it actually melts my face off when I listen to it with really good speakers. I could listen to it over and over again. I think it's... I'm told it's having a moment on TikTok right now.
Oh.
And I'm honestly pro. I'm pro.
Super pro.
Yeah. I don't want to gatekeep
super
it.
Pro.
It's amazing. And that led us to start talking about other Imogen Heap songs that we love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was talking about Goodnight and Go, because I'm not a big Imogen Heap person, not in the sense that, like, I'm not a fan of her music, but I just haven't, like, listened to
You're
that
starting
much.
Out.
Exactly. I'm starting my Imogen Heap journey. But, yeah, I found her song, Goodnight and Go, through Ariana Grande's cover of it.
Classic.
And it's a really good song. And I heard somewhere that Ariana Grande recorded it because it was like one of Mac Miller's favorite songs. So when he died, she like put a cover on her album, which I think is very sweet.
I have chills right
now. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
All right.
And this is like the love song. I don't know. I feel like we talk about this sometimes on air.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of a love song that doesn't say, like, I love you, but one that, like, shows it through a bunch of different ways. Show, not tell, as we say.
Show, not tell.
This is reminding me a lot of our
as
poetry.
As we say
workout.
In poetry class. Yeah. Yeah, like, that's why I'm a big, I love James Blake. Yeah. Steps to that. Yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, I think that this song is another beautiful example of that. So I hope you enjoy it.
That last song was Headlock by Imogen Heap. This is Goodnight and Go by Ariana Grande. A cover of Imogen Heap by Ariana Grande.
Yes.
So
see me as your guy who pleads for stop, who isn't told but doesn't mind a hit or two. Take them for you.
Alrighty, folks, those last two were Goodnight and Go by Ariana Grande, and that last one was Intertwined by Vonavella. I wanted to ask you questions, actually, about the chills.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned you weren't a classically trained singer. How
No.
did you get into a cappella, doing stuff like that on campus? Because the chills are phenomenal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so, too. I love the chills. I did not know anything about Tufts a cappella at all. I sang my whole life in mm-hmm. high school. My mom loved to sing. We would sing together.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got here, and I didn't realize how it worked, so I thought you could just sign up.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there was, like, an audition process or anything. And then that, I kind of just moved forward with that cluelessness. I went through an audition. I didn't think I was going to say yes if I got it.
Did you realize when it was an audition at that point?
Well, that point, I knew that I had like, to audition because I remember asking them where the sign-up sheet was.
Oh. And they were like,
what do you think this is? So, did the audition, didn't realize how competitive it was until I got to the callbacks,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and it was just four of us, and everyone was really, really stressed out.
Whoa.
And that's when it kind of clicked for me, and that's when I was like, wait, what's going on?
Did you all sit in on each other's auditions, or
No, that would be awful.
I was about to say,
it's
I was
one
like,
by one.
Whoa.
No, it's okay. One by one. And then I went through the callbacks, and I still wasn't, I didn't expect to get into the group.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I still wasn't sure if I was going to say yes, just because I didn't know anything about a cappella. I'd never
right.
done it before.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came and they told me that I was a Jill, and it was not the right moment to say no if I wanted to say no. So I stuck it out, and it's actually my favorite thing in the whole wide world. Like, I'm such a Jill. I'm a Jill first, woman second.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so now, I don't know, now I'm learning so much about mm-hmm. a cappella. I'm learning about, like, putting these arrangements together and
Do you arrange?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to sit in on arranging. I just started beatboxing, so.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Slowly tackling all the niches, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, follow-up questions.
Yeah.
What did you sing for your audition?
Yeah.
What voice part are you?
Yeah.
And what has been your favorite Jill song that you've sang as part of the group?
Okay. My audition song was this song called Different Drum by Linda Ronstadt. And mm-hmm. and I just heard it in an episode of Daisy Jones and the Six. And
oh,
I was
yeah.
like,
perfect.
That,
perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
That would sit well in my voice. And then my callback song was Someone Like You by Adele.
Mm-hmm.
And then my voice part, I do soprano.
Ooh.
I do bass. I do soprano through bass. We all do all the parts basically.
Gotcha.
Okay.
My favorite song that we've done is probably The Scientist. We did a group song, and it was so beautiful. It was really good.
Oh my god,
that was really breathtaking. I mm-hmm. loved that. I really like the group songs. I've had a couple solos and they've been fun, but I prefer mm-hmm. honestly not having a solo. It's way less stressful, and mm-hmm. I like being a part of the ensemble.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you say group song, is that like no one has a solo?
There was no solo in okay. The Scientist, and we do that every few shows. It just kind of gets, the solo line gets distributed throughout,
yeah.
and like mm-hmm. it's just, there's no perk. It's like very gorgeous, full sound.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the big chords.
Yeah. And I can like see that working for that song so perfectly.
Yeah. Go listen on YouTube if
you
want.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Talk to me about Wrong About the Rain.
So this next song, Wrong About the Rain, is by a guy named Sandro Perry. And I came across this song in one of his songs in another life, just on a track radio, basically.
Oh, yeah.
For a, I don't remember, a James Blake song, actually. Track radio.
There you go.
Yeah. And then I was like, I actually love this song so much. It's amazing. And started listening to his whole discography. A lot of junk in there. A lot of clunkers. But this one stuck out to me. It's really good. It's very chill. I love it. I would say this song is good for at least I listen to it playing tennis at dusk. That's when I would listen to this song.
That's very niche.
That's super niche. I'm really excited.
Jinx.
Jinx. Oh my God. This is the episode where we bond.
So cute.
This is Wrong About the Rain. Sandro Perry.
The kitchen girl, let's take a walk outside. Let the food do the cooking. We've had enough of the wine. Ain't it funny, you know where you are, but have you been outside? I'm half as crazy as that old coyote, always yipping in the night. But you can grow tired. I'll go on alone. All I need is a fire. I write this story with the coals. My heart is full. Tired. Yeah, I'll
already, folks, those last two were Wrong About the Rain by Sandra Perry and River Stones by The Takes. Tess, what's going on? What's the deal?
Guys, let's talk about it. Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
Spring, summer, and fall, which we're in right now, are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors. But they are also primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, myself included, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow, autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of Tufts students' apartments.
Oh my God.
It can grow as a vine, around trees, as a shrub, or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges and that grow in groups of three. Just like us, we're a group of three.
Group of three.
Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leafed plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away, or let it be, as the Beatles would say. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even several days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face, or even more sensitive areas. Wink, wink. So this has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you very much. The way you said that makes it sounds like you've had poison ivy relatively recently.
No, I never have. I never have because I know leaves of three, let it be.
Of course.
Yeah. And I'm not around too many grassy parts too often.
Remind me.
I'm from New York City, so I don't find myself rooting around too much. I'll definitely get way worse things on my skin, but not poison ivy.
No poison ivy in the city. Mm-mm. Talk to me about this next song. This is Come Over and Love Me by the Love Spells.
Speaking of, we were just talking about our Discover Weekly.
This was a Discover Weekly,
like, actual goldmine. This was amazing. Mm-hmm. I love this song. Super chill. I like to cool down after a workout with this song.
Oh, okay.
I like this song on the last leg of a run, but it's you're walking.
Yeah. Okay. This is Come Over and Love Me by The Love Spells.
Thank you. Dear Louise, there are so many things I want. But mainly, and like everybody, I want to be loved.
Talk down.
Hi, folks. Those last three were Come Over and Love Me by Love Spells, Spring is Coming with a Strawberry in the Mouth by Caroline Polachek, and Talk Down by Dijon. We've been talking a lot about Dijon.
Mm-hmm.
Give me thoughts, because you guys know more about him than I do. Why that song? Why that was you, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, that song, it's like one of those songs that brings me back to a very specific like point in time, reminds you of like a very specific person, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like I still really like that album that it's off of. I forget the name of it. I don't know if it'll say
it
up there.
It is.
It's on Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I can read that.
It is called Absolutely.
Perfect. Thank you, my glasses. But yeah, so I still like to listen to that album like front to back. I think it's really great. We were also talking about how McGee does a lot of the guitar for that album. A lot of the guitar for just a lot of Dijon stuff. And he actually played on SNL last night, which was pretty cool. I haven't watched the performances yet. But
who was on SNL last night?
McGee, and it was like Bill Burr hosting.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know. It was
intense episode, I'm
intense
sure.
Intense episode.
I don't know. I'm
waiting for the Charlie XCX episode.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, my God.
That's going to be electric.
That's
going to
be so good.
It's going to be electric.
I can't wait.
Can't wait. Yeah.
I'm staying
wait.
Up for that one. No, I'm not.
I used to watch SNL every Sunday morning with my parents. That was like our tradition. It was super special. We don't watch anymore because it's not funny.
Yeah.
I watch when John Mulaney goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I love John Mulaney.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's so good.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I still watch like most Sunday mornings, but I think I like restarted that my sophomore year because I lived in a suite with all people in TFL. So they would just like sit and watch it and be like, that was good writing. That like whatever. They were like trying to pick up on that, which I thought was really
that's
sick.
Really cool.
And then it was also like we're giggling.
TFL.
Tufts
Funny League.
Yeah.
It's well,
the funniest.
Literally. TFL it now stands for nothing. It's like the non-audition gender minority comedy group.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone I lived with that year like runs it now. Which is very cool.
So
they're
exciting.
All very silly people.
Mm-hmm.
Love them the most.
Shout out TFL.
Yeah,
you guys
TFL's
are good
the
work.
Best. Big shout out TFL.
Literally. Yeah.
Literally.
Should we dedicate this next song to TFL?
I say why not. I don't know what song this is, but...
TFL, this is one of my personal favorite songs. And one that's it's an old play for me. This is by Charlie Berg, who is my... I love... This song is called To Dance Is To Love.
Think
Alrighty, folks, that was To Dance Is To Love by Charlie Berg. Folks, this is Gonzo.
And Alicia.
And Tess.
You're listening to Is It Crayon on 91.5 FM, mm-hmm. WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Before we let you all leave, we have a poem for you.
We do.
This is off rip.
Well, we will have a poem for you.
Yeah. And I'm supposed to start, and I don't know what I'm going to say.
It's a haiku.
Mm-hmm.
Playing bangers only.
New friends, old friends, together.
We rally for songs here.
Yeah.
We rally for songs.
Folks, thank you so much. So beautiful.
Putting that in my chat book.
Thank you all so much for listening. I hope you all have a lovely rest of your weekend. Hugs and kisses. Ciao, ciao.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.